You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, we continue to talk about a lot of the same topics because a lot of them seem not to be entirely resolved. Now with the news of Asdrubal Cabrera signing a deal with the Rays that's not exactly a bank-breaking deal, did that surprise you at all that he went on such a relatively modest deal and that the Nats didn't even want to think it made sense to match that kind of deal for Cabrera?
Yes, I was very surprised because from what I understood that he wanted a multi-year deal, but from what I learned recently is that he was willing to take a one-year deal with the Nationals and he didn't do very well with the Nationals. I mean, he didn't hit well. He did feel pretty good, but offensively he just wasn't there. So maybe for that reason, that's the reason he didn't come back. And I think they feel that they can do better with maybe Espinosa and somebody else at second base.
So I know we've talked about this before, but now that it's clear that the Cabrera for sure will not be in the picture, how do you kind of handicap this second base situation with the Nationals?
Well, right now you have to figure that Espinosa is the lead guy right now, but he has to show that he can hit. I mean, that's his biggest problem. He can hit from the right side, but from the left side he strikes out too much, and the Nationals want to see him cut down on the strikeouts. Now, I've written many times that they would like to see him hit right-handed exclusively, but that's not a done deal by any stretch. So it's going to be up to him if he wants to really improve this coming season. He's had two consecutive non-productive years at the plate. So we'll see what happens.
There had been talk in the past of moving him, whether for his benefit or for the club's benefit or whatever. Do you think at some point he's a guy who might benefit from a fresh start somewhere else?
You know, Matthew, there are days when I feel that maybe he does, because there are days when I think he's in denial with the type of seasons he's had the last 2 years. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's no question he's great defensively, but offensively, I mean, let's be honest. The guy's automatic out at times, and there are just times that he's in denial the type of year he's having, especially the last 2 years. So I don't know. I could seem to think maybe a change of scenery might do him good.
You reported last night that there has been no movement in potential conversations on a new deal between Ian Desmond and the Nationals. It's kind of an on-running thing. They've wanted for a long time to lock him up to some kind of a long-term deal. What do you think it indicates that there hasn't been any real movement this winter?
I think it indicates that Ian Desmond's gone. I think it's just a matter of time. When he's going to be traded, I don't know. I mean, he could last the whole season. He could be traded, before the trade deadline in July. So I have to think that he's not going to be around much longer. And I think the Nationals feel that they have given him a fair offer. I mean, he's over $100 million, and he turned it down. I really don't know why he turned it down, but, I just think that Rizzo has prepared himself to get a shortstop of the future in Trey Turner. And, that's the only way I see it right now.
Turner is an exciting player, but, well, one, they can't even have him till midseason, and two, I think even optimistic takes on him have him a little ways away. If they were to do something, if they were to move Desmond either at some point,
yes.
I guess the question is that even viable? Like, even if they wanted to, could they? What's the option, even if they decided that, look, this is a dead end and we don't just want to let him go for a draft pick?
Well, this is what could happen. They could put Espinosa at shortstop. I mean, they've talked about that. And because they feel, first of all, they don't have any backup shortstops, even the minor leagues, to take over for Desmond. So that, as of right now, Espinosa is their only option. So I think he would be the guy playing shortstop if they were to trade Desmond. So or are they going to have to make a trade for shortstop? Now, they almost had, Escobar. And, they were willing to take a chance on that. So it goes to show you that they were preparing for life after, life without Ian Desmond.
How close do you think that deal was that was rumored or reported over the weekend, and why do you think that it didn't come together?
Well, according to the reports anyway, they said that the Mets didn't want to give away their top prospects, and that was the reason we heard. So how true that is, I really don't know, but a deal was Desmond was close to getting traded, that's for sure. And it would have been interesting to see who would replace him for the Nationals, because right now, other than Espinosa, they have no one.
So is it fair to say that, and again, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if something were to happen before next winter, that it would have to be something where at least one major league infielder, and I mean every day major league infielder on a contending team, came back to them?
I would say so, Matthew. Something. I mean, you know how Rizzo is. I mean, the way he's been making deals the last 5 years, I mean, he's not going to make a trade unless he's going to get something really good in return. I mean, who they have interest in, I don't know. But to be honest with you, I expect Rizzo to get something spectacular in return for Desmond, or anybody for that matter.
And then the other news that has come out relatively recently is the news of Jason Worth's shoulder surgery. That's obviously a blow. We don't know how big a blow. Maybe he's on the opening day roster, but I think anybody who's been around long enough knows that surgery rehab goes as it goes, and you can't predict it. How significant a news do you think this was that Worth underwent surgery recently?
Well, talking to Worth via email, he seems very optimistic. The surgery wasn't as bad as he thought, and he believes he will be ready for opening day. Now, this is what he said to me in an email this weekend. But, we have to wait and see when we see him. The Nationals is going to have somebody to replace him in case he's not ready. And right now, Michael Taylor has to be considered to be the lead guy. And it may be, hopefully he can cut down on his strikeouts and, be consistent during spring training. We'll see what happens. But I'm expecting Worth to be ready for opening day. I mean, he sounded optimistic when I heard from him via email this weekend.
Is Taylor the primary plan B if they have to do without Worth for any period of time, or is there maybe some kind of shuffling that ends up with Ryan Zimmerman in the outfield or something like that?
No. Ryan Zimmerman is not going to be in the outfield. We're going to see Ryan Zimmerman at first base. That's where he's going to be at. If Taylor doesn't work out, you still have Nate McLeod there. So, you also have, Kevin Franson. You know how much Matt Williams still believes in him in a lot of ways. So you just don't know who we might see out there. And I'm sure Matt Williams is going to pick the right guy. That's for sure.
Do you think that Zimmerman will even get any reps in the outfield at all during spring training, or is it just get him every possible rep at first base and don't think about anything else?
It's going to be every possible rep at first base. No chance. Although, I'm telling you, I think Ryan Zimmerman is an excellent outfielder. And in the games I saw him play, he was I'm not exaggerating. He was out of this world, I thought. And a lot of range. But he's going to stay at first because he needs to really work on his game at that position.
All right. Well, Bill Adson, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.